here's a story from The World.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is a vast desert sitting above an underground sea of oil. Now it appears the Saudis may have a lot of uranium as well, enough reserves for their own domestic source of nuclear fuel. That's what The Guardian is reporting. These are inferred uranium deposits that would need to be further explored to confirm that they're really there and figure out the cost of extraction. But let's play what if. Andrea Stricker is a research fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
So these reports are troubling, that Saudi Arabia is prospecting for uranium with the assistance of China, and that they've uncovered these significant deposits. Uranium, of course, is the precursor material to making nuclear fuel, but can also be used for either nuclear energy production or nuclear weapons. And U.S. intelligence leaked to the media in August more concerning information about secret facilities.
What did they say?
They believe the Saudis are building a uranium mine and mill, also with China's help, and that they may have a uranium conversion facility. So usually when U.S. intelligence leaks things to the media, it's because they feel like policymakers are not taking it seriously.
What has the kingdom said about its nuclear ambitions, either as an energy source or for nuclear weapons?
Well, they started doing this a few years ago, laying the basis for what they say will be a vast nuclear energy program. They say it's going to be for electricity production and other civilian applications. They claim they want to diversify and that this program will be peaceful and not used for nuclear weapons.
Are Saudi Arabia's nuclear ambitions, do they have anything to do with kind of being a counterweight to Iran?
The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has pledged to match Iran's nuclear capabilities, which include the most sensitive process of uranium enrichment. So Iran has it. Saudi Arabia wants to have that to hedge and have equal capabilities. If they do seek to match Iran, however, Iran had an advanced nuclear weapons program up until about 2003. It maintains all of that knowledge and could make nuclear weapons in under 2 years if it chose to do so. So the Saudis do need to hurry if they do want to match Iran on that level.
That kind of puzzled me. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman declared in 2018 that if Iran develops a nuclear bomb, that, quote, we will follow suit as soon as possible. We know MBS to be an ambitious leader. Is he really waiting for Iran to announce first that they have a bomb without having one in place?
Well, they have a lot at stake. I mean, they have a close relationship with the United States. They would basically have to sacrifice that partnership if they chose to go for nuclear weapons. They would almost certainly unite the world against them with sanctions and demands to stop. So, I mean, they do have to consider their future if they make that kind of a move.
Andrea, you also mentioned China. It's Chinese geologists who have been working to map Saudi Arabia's uranium reserves. What is China's interest in this?
They've prioritized the economic factor first and foremost, and they've never been a good, responsible state with regard to preventing nuclear proliferation. They helped Pakistan's nuclear weapons program. Basically, up until the 90s, they would sell anything to anyone. They helped Iran's nuclear weapons program in the past. So they really just go for their own economic interests.
So how concerned should the U.S. be about Saudi Arabia's nuclear ambitions?
We should be very concerned. What we need first is stronger eyes on the Saudi nuclear program. They have weak safeguards in place, and they don't have adequate inspections with the U.N. nuclear watchdog. And if they have nothing to hide, we shouldn't be learning about all these activities from the media. We also need robust U.S. diplomacy to convince them not to go down this road, or else our bilateral relationship with them could end. And I think, finally, there are major implications for the Middle East and nuclear proliferation. It would be much harder to demand that Iran roll back its enrichment program and then to keep states like Turkey and Egypt from pursuing advanced nuclear capabilities if the Saudis make this leap.
Andrea Stricker is a research fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.